You're listening to Amud v'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos, Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we're going to start from Amud Beis at the bottom. We're off to a great start. let's just start off with some of the Zichru points that we mentioned. And did you get a chance to take a look at the?
I did not.
The one in Martian. Okay, so if you can after, take a look at it. I'll mention parts of it now. So I guess going back for a moment, we remember Samach Vav is the sewing tailor with the tying the written with the prosthetic and shoe with the cloths in it, and he's tying a thing to his son's arm and saying that telling his son to say incantations in the mother's name. And then we had Samach Zion is the sizzling barbecue. So there's the prince dressed in, or a regular person dressed in princely clothing. And he is wearing a fox tooth of Dark Emori, hoping that he won't forget Shabbos things. And then Samach Ches is the schach of the sukkah, the klal gadol sukkah with the tinoko shanishba. Shanishbos and Munbaz saying that they don't have to bring a chatas, and then Samach Tes is the soot, and it's the soot covered chimney sweep, wandering around in the desert, not knowing it's Shabbos, and they're two, and he's trying to figure out what mahalach he should follow, Briyas Shalom or Adam Harishon, counting six, then Shabbos or keeping Shabbos and counting six, and he differentiates through Shabbos and. He differentiates through Kiddush and Havdalah, and so from Daf 70. So he uses I being like ayin as an I, like E-Y-E, and the simon in particular is a one-eyed Martian. I think originally it was a cyclops, but then like because if it's like idolatrous roots or something like that. With Greek mythology or something, they changed it to a one-eyed Martian. This one I did what he calls simon surgery, so I changed some of the details, I think, just to make it fit more of the distinctions. But the 3 points are, first of all, the chiluk malachos, right, the concept. We had 3 sources for chiluk malachos, which is that you can be chayiv multiple chatos for multiple malachos, right? Meaning each malacha is not considered... Though this is just part of Shabbos violation, but Kotzer is one malacha, one chatas, Choresh is another, Zoreya is another. This concept, it's maybe a chiddush. You might think, no, it's all just part of don't do malacha on Shabbos. No, it's each one is an individual one. How do we get this concept of chiluk malachas? And we had 3 opinions. There's Shmuel, who said mechal aleha, mos you must. This is a double lashon of you must. Rav Nosson said lo sevaro eish b'chol moshoseichem b'yom ha-shabbos, meaning that it calls out one malach in particular to show that this is separate and all of them are really separate. And Rav Yossi had a drush on va'asa mei achas mei heina. And that whole drasha. So the concept of chiluk malachos in 3 different sources. So chiluk malachos is point one. Point two is lelav yatzas, meaning that if you have the WhatsApp in front of you, just it might help you a little bit. This is the machlokus of how to understand lo sevaro eish b'chol moshoseichem. Why does the Torah spell out not to light a fire on Shabbos? Right. In general, we have the malachos through Mesorah. The Torah makes an explicit pasuk in Parshas Vayakel forbidding lighting a fire, mavir. So why is that? So in point one, we said, which is Rav Nosson, said, oh, it teaches you chiluk malachos. It teaches you that each one is its own malacha. But the other way to understand it, which is Rav Yossi's way to understand it, is no, l'lav yatzas. It mentions mavir specifically, not as an example for all the others, but rather it's actually the one that's the exceptional, that you don't have misa for this, you only have malchus. So that's point two. Point one is chiluk malachos, the 3 different possible sources for how we know that each malacha is considered a separate violation, and point two is one explanation in lo sevaro eish b'chol moshoseichem, which is that mavir is an exceptional malacha, not a representative malacha, but an exceptional malacha that it's malkos, not misa. And point three was there are some drushos on va'asa me'achas me'hena. So there's a drasha on the two on the mem from Me'achas and the mem from Mehena, the word Hena itself. There are like four drashos from this Hena Me'achas, Achas Mehena, and Mehena and Me'achas. So one of those was what was Me'achas, which is if you write Shem from Shimon, you're writing the name Shimon, and you only write two of the letters, so you would be chayev for that. That's one of the drashos from the two mems. I think it was a Me'achas. So. Again, the three points are one, chiluk malachos, three sources for chiluk malachos. Second point is lelav yatzas, that it's one of the explanations of the explicit mention of mavir, which is that it's a separate, it's an exceptional malacha. And point three is there are several drushas on va'asa me'achas mehena, one of them being that if you write shame from Shimon, that's a malacha. So now onto the simon. The simon was that you have a, so it's, ayin is a one-eyed Martian. So again, this is not exactly Rabbi Goldhar's, it's based on Rabbi Goldhar's, I just changed a few details to make it more smooth and more, and incorporate more pieces to it. So it's that the one-eyed Martian named Shimon, you can, and just, but on his name tag, the only shame is showing up from Shimon, the rest of it is like wiped out. So you have this one-eyed Martian named Shimon, but the name tag says only shame on it. He's floating around town, checking with his one eye, imagine like his one eye peering, big eye, one eye to make sure that nobody was kindling fires within their dwelling places on Shabbos, threatening them with either Malkos or Skila. He wasn't sure. Right, so what now, so to see these three points, so the one-eyed Martian, so one-eyed Martian, that's Ayin, right, so Daf Ayin, the one-eyed Martian, named Shimon with a name tag that says only shame on it, that reminds us of the drushers of the Asa, Me'achas, Mehena, and that, and right, so one of those drushers is that, right, shame, instead of Shimon, it's still an Isser, and he's floating around town, checking with his one eye to make sure that nobody was kindling fires in their dwelling places on Shabbos, which teaches us, which reminds us of Lo Sivaru Eish B'chomo Shoseichem, that pasuk, and how it's one of the three possible pshatim in Chiluk Malachos. And he was threatening them with either Malkus or Skila. He wasn't sure, which reminds us of the Machlokus, of how to interpret that pasuk. Is it teaching us L'lav Yatzas, that no, it's only Malkus, it's a separate lav, or is it, no, this is the representative mitzvah, and it is Skila. So that is the simon. If you have a minute to just look at it inside and get it, and then what you do with the simanim is like when you're I don't know how often you're commuting nowadays, but this impacted me tremendously during the lockdown stage of the pandemic when I lost my commute and I lost like walking to shul, the 3 minutes it takes to walk to shul. When I lost that, I totally fell out of the zichru game. Like I was like not totally, but like largely impacted because I lost that precious time, and a lot of people like it impacted them. Whatever it might be, your walk to shul or waiting for the Baal Tefillah to start Chazar Shatz or whatever it might be, take that time to review the few simanim you have. It could take 10 or 15 seconds to review an entire daf's worth of simanim. But the more you review it, the more quickly you'll have it. So maybe we'll see where we're holding at the end, and if we have time for one of those like quick quizzes to see how much we're retaining. Okay, but now let's get to the Amud for now, since that's really on the schedule. So we're on the two dots from the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis. There we go. Amarava katzar v'tachan kigrogeres b'shkagas. So if somebody violated kotzer and tochen, so he harvested and then he ground something up on Shabbos. Now it was kigrogeres, the size of a dried fig, which is the standard minimum size. Rashi says shir hu l'chol yisurim alachos shabbos ba'ochlim. So when it comes to violation of Shabbos with food, right? So we know eating, in general, most eating violations are kazayas. When it comes to malacha with food, so the size is typically higrogeres, so the size of a dried fig. So if he, you might remember from Daf Mem Aleph in Brachos, which is one of the simanim, that each of the Zion Minim had one halacha that it was connected to, right? So the olives of the Zion Minim had a connection to the din of Kazayas. Geffen had connected to Revius, and the Te'ena, a fig, this was the halacha that was connected to it, that the Grogeres is for Isurei Shabbos. So anyway, he does Kotzer and Tochein, Bezodon Shabbos, V'shigagos Malachos. And it was intentional that it was Shabbos, meaning he was fully aware it was Shabbos. He didn't know that these malachos were usher. It slipped his mind. Vinodelo, and then it becomes known to him that he did this. Oh, sorry, no, I skipped a line. V'chazar v'katzar v'tachan kegogeres bezadon Shabbos v'shigagas malachos. And then he went on later on again, 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later, whatever it might be. He went and did these two actions again, but this time he was totally aware it was Shabbos. Sorry, no. This time he remembered. Oh, what I'm doing right now. These things are also on Shabbos. It's a good thing it's not Shabbos, but actually, it was still Shabbos. So the reverse happened. But all of this in one what's called one helim, one situation of forgetting. He didn't bring a carbon in the interim, or even designate anything as a carbon in the interim. V'noda lo al ktsir v'tchina shel shigga Shabbos zadon v'lachos, and then he becomes aware. He says, "Oh my goodness! The first thing I did that I did kotzer and tochein, and I didn't know it was Shabbos v'zadon v'lachos, right? And I didn't know it was Shabbos. I forgot it was Shabbos, but I knew these malachos were aser." The chazer, and then what happens is he goes back. And then he remembers the other one as well. This guy's having some day, right? So we want to figure out how many chatosas you have to bring. So the halacha is over here. I was saying, kitsira goreres kitsira. The kitsira that so now he's going to bring a chatos for the second kitsira. So that drags along the first katsira, meaning that since this was all in one helam, meaning it's not that after he did the first one, he woke up and he's like, "Oh my goodness, I violated these things. I have to bring a chatas," and then he made the mistake. He made the reverse mistake. It's all in one lack of awareness. So perhaps some of these chataos can cover some of the other chataos. Now we know when it comes to Shabbos, right, in a case where he forgot it was Shabbos, but he did, and he was aware of these two malachos, so we know he's only going to bring one chatas. If he forgot that these malachos are malachos, but he was aware that it was Shabbos, then you have to bring two chataos. That we know, right? That's what we've been discussing. Right, there's the two malachos here, and if the unawareness of that is on the malachos, then that's what you do. Now over here we have a case where he has basically every scenario lined up, but if it was all in one helam, and now he raised, so if let's say it wasn't in one helam, he does kotzer and tochein, he does both of them, and he wasn't aware of that it was Shabbos, he's aware of the malachos, and then he's like, "Oh my goodness, what did I do?" And then he does those two malachos again, but this time it was the reverse. So he has to bring chatas for the first one because he already had that awareness. It's not in one helam. It's not in one like unawareness. But if it was all in one unawareness, even though it's different types of unawareness, right? Because there's a kotzer where he wasn't aware of the kotzer, but he was aware of the Shabbos, and the other one is he did kotzer because he wasn't aware of the kotzer. Right. So it's different types of helam regarding those things. But we'll see that you can double up. So we say katsira goreres katsira. The kotzer, if now he brings a carbon over the second kotzer, that drags along the first kotzer, and it can be potter himself the first carbon with this one. And not only that, utrina goreres trina, and the whatever he brings for the tochein can also be drag along the tchina, the previous tochein, right? Even though the helam in each case is different, one of them is helam Shabbos and one of them is helam for the malachos, meaning one is shigigas Shabbos and one of them is shigigas malacha, but it doesn't make a difference. It's all one helam. They can be joined. Avol noda lo al ktsira shel zadon Shabbos shigigas malachos ktsira. So avol noda lo al ktsira shel zadon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos. But if it became known to him regarding the ktsira of zadon Shabbos, meaning the second one, v'shigigas malachos ktsira v'shigigas malachos. So katsira goreres katsira. The katsira drags along the katsira. The tchina she'ima and the tchina with it. Because in this case, the katsira and tchina were combined because that was all one malacha because it was shigigas Shabbos. Right, so meaning we're trying to atone for a shigigas Shabbos. So now that you're bringing a chatas for a katsira because you were aware it was Shabbos, but you forgot that this malacha was aser. So you're bringing a carbon for this katsira, and since you're bringing a carbon for this katsira, but it was all in one helam, so also the first time you did katsira, it would cover that. But that time you did katsira, I know it's very confusing, but that time you did katsira. It was because you forgot, not that the malacha is asher, but you forgot it was Shabbos. And in that same forgetting it was Shabbos, you didn't just violate katsira, you violated tachina. So, therefore, the second katsira, where there was a shigas malacha of shigas katsira, you'll pater, you'll cover with your chatas for that. You'll cover the first katsira, which was in a shigigas Shabbos, and also the tchina that was there in shigigas Shabbos, because you're atoning for a shigigas Shabbos. So it doesn't matter that this one is tchina and this one is katsira. We're saying that the katsira and tchina are joined together. But here's where it gets tricky. here's at least where we get to a possible machlokas. So now here. Now, what about the v'tchina shekenegda b'mekoma omedes? So this is all Rava, right? That's how we started on the previous one. So Rava says that the tchina shekenegda stands in its place, right? Because remember, we have in the first act there was a katsira and a tchina, and in the second act there was a katsira and a tchina. Now you're bringing now over here you have to bring two. In the second act, you have to bring two chatos because it was shigigas malachos, meaning I forgot tchina's a problem, I forgot katsira's a problem. So I'm bringing my katsira chatos, and we said it drags, it's connected to the first katsira. So I that covers both. And not only does it do that, but it covers the tchina that's attached to the first katsira because those are both, it was both, that was shigigas Shabbos. So those two chatos were really connected to one chatos anyway. So here's the question. So I used the katsira to connect to the katsira and the katsira to connect to the tchina there. Can that tchina then go back or go forward and say, sure. Well, let's get the other tchina there too. So now through my chatos for the katsira, which drags along the katsira, which drags along the tchina, well, now it's tchina, so can I grab on the first tchina also pull that in there.
So you'd just be one for all four.
Yeah. Okay. Can I do that? Rava says no. Rava says, v'tchina shekinegda v'makoma omedes. No. The tchina that's opposite it stands in its place. Abaye says, tchina nami gureres tchina. No. The tchina drags along the tchina. Shem tchina achasi. Because it's all, you're bringing a chatas for tchina. So it's all covered. And so it's a chatas for katsira, that's also for katsira, it's also for tchina, that's also tchina. Umi isle la rava greira? But hold on. This concept of greira in general, of dragging something along, does Rava really subscribe to this? Meaning Abaye and Rava are arguing about how far you extend greira. Which implies that Rava subscribes to the principle of Greira in general. The fact that he says that the Katsira allows you to get the Katsira and the Tchina that's attached. So clearly he holds of Greira, but that's going to be something problematic. Why? V'hayitmar, but it was stated, somebody ate two kazesim of forbidden fats in one helim. So he ate it, and then he ate some more after. Now this is going to have to be not kedei achilas pras, because if it was kedei achilas pras, right, in that short time, then it's considered one achila, right? So which is, you know, like you don't have to shove the entire kazayasin down your throat in one bite to be over the isser. It's just that it has to be in one sitting. So however long kadeyachilas pras is, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever it might be. So let's call it 15 minutes. So it's safe. This is not kadeyachilas pras, but you have two kazayasin, but it was all in one helim, one in all of lack of awareness that this is chaylev. V'nodelo al achas mehen, and it comes to his attention regarding one of them. V'chazer v'achal kazayis behalamo shel sheni, and then he goes back and eats, or I guess achas mehen is the first of them, and then he goes back and he eats another one in the helam of the sheni. So amarava. Heavy carbon on Rishon. If he brought a carbon for the first one that he ate, right? He says, "Oh, I'm aware of the first one," and he brought a carbon for it. Rishon v'sheni miskaprin. The first one and the second one are miskaprin. So that carbon that he brings for the first one covers the second one as well, because those are actually both in the same helam. And v'sheni miskaprin. Gimel. The third one, if he brings carbon for the third one, animus copper. Oh, sorry, gimel animus copper. And it doesn't cover the third one because there was some knowledge between, there's knowledge about the first one in between the second and third.
Okay.
So meaning that the second and third are in one helam, and the first and second are also in one helam. But the first and third are not in one helam. So if he didn't find out about anything until after all three, then of course all three are one chatas. But let's say he did find out about the first one in the interim. So now he says, okay, I'm bringing my carbon chatas to the first one. That will actually cover the first two. And not the third. Hevi carbon al shlishi. If he brings carbon for the third one, shlishi v'sheni miskaprin, and rishon eni miskaper. Right? Same thing. Because they're the second and third are in one helam. So that would be fine. Hevi karban alem tzahem tzai. If he brings a carbon for the second one, niskapru kulan. All of them are niskaper, because the second one is in the same helam as the first and the third. So therefore, all of them would be niskaper. Abayamar afil hevi karban al echan mehen niskapru kulan. Niskapru kulan. Right. So that's what Rava says, and Abaye says. Abaye says that they are all miskaper. Now, Rava allowing this to take place indicates he holds of it looks like he doesn't hold of Greira. Right? Because Abaye clearly holds of Greira here. Because he says that what's he talking about? The first and the third are in two separate helams. Helamos. So why would one be miskaper for the other, for the first and the third? Right? So clearly, he holds Greira. Right? He says that the first one, because the first chaylev is connected to the second, is connected to the third, so it's Greira, it's all together. Rava, who says no, it's the first, right, the that if you bring for the first, then doesn't cover the third. If you bring for the third, doesn't cover the first. So clearly, he doesn't hold of Greira. However, over here, it seems he holds like Greira. So the Gemara responds, Basar deshama me Abaye, Savra. After he heard this teaching of Abaye, he was maskim to it. He's like, oh, okay, I hear that. So meaning in this discussion earlier, basically he retracted his opinion. In this case earlier, when we're talking about the Chelev, right? So when we're talking about the Chelev, Rava didn't hold of Greira. He heard Abaye's Svara and presumably agreed with him there as well. And now over here in our discussion, Sorry about to lose battery. In our discussion, he holds of Rava clearly does hold of Greira, just not to the same extent as Abaye. And so now the Gemara is going to ask, well, why not? So there, okay. Now, so the Gemara is going to ask, why not? Ihachi tchina nami tigrar tigrar the tchina. So, if so, then Rava should agree with Abaye and say that not only is the first tchina joined with the ketira and joined to the other ketira, but the second tchina should also be. So Gemara responds, Isle greira de greira. The tchina greira isle greira de greira lisle. Says that you can have a plus one, but your plus one doesn't get to have a plus one too. You know. One of those. I'm not paying for three seats. Okay, nice try, buddy. He says Greira works. Now keep in mind the first katsira that we throw in. I don't. That's not. Is that? I don't think. Is it uses the lashon of Greira katsira Greira katsira vitrina, but it's really the katsira is Greira. I think the katsira and tachila as a trina as a unit, or it could be that it's not even like. Yeah. So that's what it looks like. It's the ksiras gereris, the ksira and tchina as a unit, and then the set. But we're not going to allow the tchina to do a new grera and bring in the other one. So that's what he says. Okay. Now milsa de pshita lehu leabaye v'rava mebaya leribzera. What seems to be poshut to Abaye and Rava, which is the concept of grera, was actually a suffix to ribzera. Though it's not necessarily going to be the case. It depends. There are going to be two gerushas the following of this next Gemara. We'll take a look at it. Deboi Ribzera mi Rabasi, va'amri laboi mine Rabirme mi Ribzera. So in one version, Ribzera is the questioner, and the other one, Ribzera is the answerer. So it's not actually a suffix to him, and a question to him, in according to both yourselves. According to one gerusha, if assuming Ribzera is the questioner, then yes, what Abaye and Rava agreed upon was a suffix to him, but according to the other years, maybe not. I mean, I guess you could say Mebaya is not necessarily it was a question to him, or meaning it could be it's a question to me. So there was a question to me. So what does that mean? Does that mean that I had a question, or does that mean that somebody asked a question to me? So I guess you could read it like that. But I think Pashtus is that this statement is that it's referring to one version of this following interaction. Okay, Dabai Rabzera mi Rabasi Ramamarilla la Baimine Rabirmi Rabzera. Katsar Vatachan, Chatzi Grogeres, Bishgaga, Bishabis, Bizadon Malachos, Vachazar Vatachan, Katsar Vatachan, Chatzi Grogeres, Bizadon Shabis, Bishgagas Malachos, Mahu Shayit Starfu. So he asked, if you do Katsar Tochain for half a Grogeres, meaning Chatzi Shir, Bishgaga Shabis, And you were unaware that it was Shabbos. Vizadon malachos, you're aware of the malachos you're doing. And then you went back and you did the other chatzi grogeres the other way around, right? Vizadon Shabbos, shkagas malachos. So you didn't do any full malacha. You didn't do any full malacha, and. Right, you did a chatzi shir of each malacha, and it's all in one complete unawareness. However, each chatzi shir was done in only one type of helam. One is the helam of a malacha, and the other is the helam of the Shabbos. So you didn't have a full iser in any helam. So mahu sheit starfu. What's the halacha regarding combining them? Do you combine these chatzi shiurim? Amar le, chalukin lechatos, ve'lo mitzarfin. He says, this is, so he responds, this is chalukin lechatos, and we're not mitzarif them. Meaning that in order for something to be considered a shogeg and a helam for a shogeg and to bring a chatas, so there needs to be one full iser. You can't combine this type of shogeg, this half malacha, Chatzishir Malacha in a Shogeg Malacha and half a Shogeg Malacha in when there's a Shogeg Shabbos. You can't combine that. But the Gemara wants to know is this really the case? The Chol Hecha de Chalukin Lachato Shlomit Starfi, is that true that whenever you have a Chalukin Lachatos, you're not going to combine them? But that's not so simple. Maybe that's not the case. Vatznan, but we learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Krisus, Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Vatznan, we learned in the Mishnah. Achal chilev v'chelev behelam echad. So if somebody had a piece of chilev and then he had and for dessert he had a piece of chilev, and this is all behelam echad. Eino chayev elo achas. So right, there's only one helam, so he's going to only bring one. Achal chelev dam v'noser pigo behelam echad. But if somebody had chelev and dam, right, blood v'nosar, right, carbon that was left over and therefore aser upigo behelam echad, or a carbon that was made a certain type of invalidation because he had intention to eat it either at the wrong time or in the wrong place. It's discussed in Rishonim what exactly pigo is, but one of these things that are all aser b'achila, and he ate them all in one helam, chayev al kol achas v'achas. You're chayev for each one. And zu chomer b'minin harbe mimin echad, v'zu chomer b'min echad mimin harbe. There's a chumra of having different types of food, and there's a chumra in having the same type of food. And here are the chumras. Right, so im achal chati zayis v'chazer v'achal chati zayis, because if somebody eats a half a zayis and another half a zayis, mimin echad, and it's right, it's this all talking about one. Let's say he had a chati kazayis of chelev and a chati kazayis, another chati of chelev. So if it's from one, so it's mistarif, and mimin echad chayiv, mishnei minim potter. But if he has half a kazayis of blood and half of congealed blood, let's say, and half a kazayas of fat, so that would be, so that it's two minim, and they're not mitzarif, they don't combine. Right, so now, so that's a chumra that you find by two minim, sorry, by one min. Okay. Now v'havenan ba, and we asked regarding this thing that we dismissed from what we just learned. Mimin echad chayev tzrichel, mimin echad chayev tzrichel nemer. Do we want to say, does the Mishnah mean to say that it's from, that we're talking about, it's chayev from one mean? V'omar Reish Lakish mishum bar tutni, but Reish Lakish said, Bartutni, what's this case that we're talking about? That's, for example, if somebody ate from two different types of dishes, right? He had, meaning like there was something prepared differently. I'm just to see Rashi over here. It means two Shnei minei tavshil, echad sleeve, echad shaluk. Right? One was roasted, one was cooked. So it's the same mean. It's the same type of food. It's fat. But one is cooked and one is roasted. And that's what we're talking about over here. So, Ma'ad is saying, but what would you have said? Amar b'Yeshua ben l'kula ben l'chumra. I skipped a line, sorry. This is the Shijra of Yeshua. Right. So, ben l'chumra is kinan, sha'achle b'shnei tamchuyin, Rabbi Yeshua hi, and it's Rabbi Yeshua, Damar tamchuyin mechalkin, because he holds that tamchuyin are mechalkin. He says that if you have one piece of fat that's roasted and one piece of fat that's cooked, it counts as two different things, and they're not mitzarif. So Ma'od de Seima, what would you have said? Amar Rabbi Yeshua bein lekula bein lechumra, that Rabbi Yeshua holds this principle bein lekula bein lechumra. So a kamash malan to lekula lo amar lechumra lechumra ka amar. So what this is teaching is that he only says that le chumra, that only when it's going to be a chumra does he say that it's two different foods, but not that. So meaning that if you have one piece of chelev that's cooked and one that is roasted, so they will combine. He only says his teaching. He only says his teaching that it is a uh, that that it's considered two different meaning only when it's going to, result in a chumra, not if it's going to result in a kula. Okay, so I think we'll hold it here. That's the explanation of the Mishnah, and then the Gemara next is going to try to ask this question and try to understand get to the bottom of the chaluk and the chatos. Is it true that chaluk and for chatos are never mitzdarif? So let's just go do a few zikr points and see how we do. So. Where do we learn about somebody who's lost in the desert? How he's supposed to keep Shabbos?
The Tanakh Tess.
That's correct.
Yes.
And where do we learn about tying a ribbon to your son's arm so he doesn't miss you?
That's so he doesn't miss you. That would be so.
Yeah, Sanachov. And where do we learn about Tinoch Shenishba, that concept?
Schach,
Sanachas. And where do we learn about if Lo Sevar Eish B'chol Mosho Seichem and the implications of that?
That would be most recent. Ayin.
Yeah, the one-eyed Martian looking in, making sure people aren't burning things there.
Yeah.
And where do we learn about the prosthetic of an amputee in Tumas Midras if it has rags in it and that kind of thing?
Oh, that's also so.
Right. So, where do we learn about Darke Mori, like using the nail of a crucifix or a fox tooth and that kind of thing?
Samach Zion.
And where do we learn about the concept of Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim?
Samach Ches. No. That was also Ayin.
Kol Yisrael, right? Somebody, right? A regular person dressed in princely garments.
Oh, that's what that part was. Okay, yeah. Samach Ches.
Samach Zion, sizzling barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Where do we see Munbaz saying that everyone only has to, doesn't have to bring a chatas?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's where do we learn the concept or the explanation for why we say the lashon of klal gadol in the Mishnah? We use klal gadol by Shabbos. Also samachas. What and where do we see that? It's so connected to the first point, so I don't want to say a different one. That somebody who's in the desert, he makes Kiddush or Havdalah in order to differentiate the day that that is Shabbos.
That was
Samach Tess. Yes, also Samach Tess. And we'll do one more. Where do we learn that if you do these incantations, you should use the person's mother's name?
Oh, so
Sanklov. Okay, amazing.
Working.
Yes, sir. All right,
thank you so much. Have a good night. Feel better.
All right, thank you.